We have some things to look at. Matthew 13, one of the parables of Jesus. Amen. Are we there? So I'll read from verse 24 through to 30. Amen. This morning I just want to share some things, or want to look at some things from one of the parables of Jesus. The parable of the tares. Praise God. The parable of the wheat and tares. There's so much in that parable for us that we need to embrace even in this time. So I'll read, but please just follow. Amen. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The servant said to him, 'Do you want us then to go and gather them up?' But he said, 'No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn.'" Praise the name of the Lord. So I said that we're looking at the parable of the tares. We've said it before, there are about eight major parables that Jesus used to illustrate the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, that he came to establish. Some time ago we looked at the parable of the sower. Today we're looking at the parable of the tares. Praise God. Now, why is this so important? There are certain kingdom attitudes and dispositions that you and I are meant to have if we're going to be effective in what God is doing, if we're going to be properly aligned to what the Lord is doing. And in the next few minutes, that's what I just want to look at with the help of the Holy Spirit. The first thing that I want to say, or I want to reemphasize by the grace of God, is that if you look at this parable, you notice that the tares and the wheat were together. Is that correct? Praise God. And I want to say to us that whenever the kingdom is manifesting, it will always appear that it will always appear that the manifestation is not pure. This is what I'm trying to say. It doesn't matter the level of glory that we expect. It doesn't matter the level of manifestation of God that we see. For example, God has not promised us that he's going to remove all the evil from this world. Praise God. It is always happening side by side. Are we together? And I want to lay that foundation, because if you don't know this, or if you don't appreciate this, it can lead to certain disappointment. Praise God. Let me give a brief foundation. The disciples were expecting that Jesus setting up his kingdom will automatically will mean that there will be no more evil in all of Israel. Praise God. But that's not the case. Jesus is telling us here that the wheat and the tares are always side by side. It will always appear as if, especially on this side of eternity, that the expression of this kingdom life that we have all come to embrace is not pure. Praise God. Because of the tears. And as we go on, I will speak about the church. Now, this is why we should not be fazed whenever we see imperfection. Praise God. The presence of imperfection does not mean that God is not at work. How many of you know that there's no perfect church anywhere? Does it mean that the church is bad? Praise God. So that is what I'm just trying to establish, so that we manage our expectations, and you don't, as Pastor will say, you don't believe God for what he has not promised you. Praise God. So the first thing that I'm trying to establish is that the wheat and the tares will always be side by side. Praise God. While God is walking, the enemy as well is always simultaneous. And that's why you must be deliberate about what you choose to focus on. Amen. Because there will always be things to distract you. We would get into that as we go on in the time that we have. But the first thing that I need to let us know is that on this side of eternity, the manifestation and the expression of God's kingdom does not always appear to be perfect. Praise God. So I'd like you to take that and hold that. It is in that context that we talk about the parable of the tares and the wheat. I was going through my Bible yesterday, my Dick's Bible at home, and Pizak said something when we were in the other church, and we'll get into it. He was talking about, he said that the fact that you have discernment, it does not give us the authority to uproot. Praise God. And we'll get into all of that. Discernment, you will notice that towards the end, Jesus, when they asked the master that should they gather the tares, what did he tell them? He said, wait. Praise God. He said, lest you uproot the wheat as well. It's such a delicate process. But if you do not appreciate this, that's why for us, patience is a big deal. Praise God. He told them, be patient. Our major job is to keep proclaiming the gospel.
So nobody really has, as it were, a ministry of uprooting. Praise God. Jesus said there are things that only God can take care of. So what I'm trying to bring to us this morning is that when you see imperfection in the church, for example, don't be alarmed. When you see hypocrisy, when you see unbelief, don't be alarmed. Praise God. There is judgment coming, but God says, this judgment, I will take care of it. Praise God. Not you, because when we go about uprooting ourselves, chances are that you would uproot the wheat as well. Hallelujah. So the first point that I want to make, and I pray that everybody gets this, the manifestation of the kingdom, the expression of the kingdom on this side is not always pure. Praise God. Evil, there will always be evil in this world till Jesus returns. But it doesn't mean that the kingdom is not advancing. But if you don't know this, chances are that you will be disappointed. Let me digress a bit. For example, in Nigeria, do you know how many words of prophecy that have gone out concerning this nation? But what do we see? Amen. Praise God. Sometimes it's even as if our men of God are false prophets. If you are looking at it from, do you understand? There are so many tears in this country. Amen. Many, plenty. But it does not mean that God is not working. Praise God. So you need to know that, so that you don't begin to believe God for what he has not promised. That's why our focus is on the kingdom. But many people, what happens is many people see the tears and they get distracted. Or they see the tears and they begin to question. Because the Bible says here that Jesus said that the seed was good. Praise God. But in one of the verses, they began to question the landowner. That was the seed not good? But how come we have this many tears? Is it there? Praise God. Everybody that farms knows that no matter how you till the ground, there will always be some level of wheat. Praise God. But for this to have startled them, it means that the ratio was kind of abnormal. Praise God. It means that it's not something that happens. Are we together? It's not something that happens normally. You know, when they want to say you are not praying, they say while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tears. But the discussion here is more than that. Praise God. So that, and that's why the landowner had to tell them that an enemy has done this. Praise God. It's always side by side. The fact that we're talking about glory, speaking around glory, expecting glory, it doesn't mean that the enemy is not doing what he's doing. But you and I must choose to what we will focus on. Praise God. If you read further down, Jesus said, the wheat are the sons of the kingdom. The tears are the sons of the devil or the wicked one. But the point is, we coexist side by side. Praise God. It doesn't make the kingdom weak. It doesn't make the word of God less potent, but you need to know that this is the nature of the kingdom of God. And it is in this context that God said, be patient. Amen. Be patient. I know the church is not what many of us expect it to be. Praise God. Especially when you look at the church in Nigeria. It's not what many of us expect it to be. There are all kinds of imperfections, hypocrisy, many negative things that you can think of. But God says, be patient while you proclaim. Praise God. Do we understand? Amen. This is so important. I wish I can say it the way it is in my heart. Because these are the things that would keep us. Praise God. These are some of the understandings that will even give you a heart for the body. Praise God. Not that when you begin to... Do you know how many people have stopped going to church because of the imperfections that they see? Because of the hypocrisy that they see? But God is telling you that you are not to be fazed by all of this. Amen. Are we together? You are not to be fazed by all of this. Rather, keep building up the wheat. Keep focusing. Keep proclaiming. The time of reckoning would come. Amen. We're back to that statement again. Discernment does not necessarily give you authority to uproot. Amen. There's a term that Pastor uses on Facebook. He said, spiritual activist. Amen. You know that many of those things that they say, some of it is born from genuine imperfections that we see. But that's not the attitude of the kingdom. Praise God. And if you are not just going to go around criticizing anyhow, running your mouth anyhow, these things must be settled deep within you so that you yourself would not get to a point where you will be disappointed. Hallelujah. Let me run very quickly. So I've tried to establish that first point, that the expression will not always appear pure. I don't know where we got it from, but we just have a tendency to think that once it is kingdom, it's perfect. Or once it is kingdom, we won't see any evil again. Praise God. I mean evil as per the work of the enemy, evil as per looking at prophecies and saying, are these things true? When would they come to pass and all of that? How many of us can relate to what I'm saying? Praise God. So we need to have this understanding settled deeply within us. It was the same context with the parable of the sower as well. The disciples had many misconceptions about the kingdom of God. Praise God. For example, they thought that Jesus came to set up a political kingdom. Or the Jews rather, praise God. Are we together? They had many misconceptions. And one of the, if you look at the parable of the sower, one of the cardinal teaching basically is that this message will not always produce perfect responses. There will be mixed responses. Praise God. The disciples thought that everybody, because the kingdom has appeared, everybody would automatically come to Jerusalem to worship God. Praise God. But Jesus told them this parable to show them that there will always be mixed responses. It's the same thing with the parable of the tares. The moment it is kingdom, you don't expect tares. Where would the tares come from? Praise God. But not only do the tares come, it's telling you that the tares and the wheat would always appear side by side for a very long time. Praise God. You now see that patience is a must for you and for me. Amen. We must be patient. We must be patient. The God that you are serving, in many ways, is not in a hurry. Are we together? In many senses, he's not in a hurry to uproot whatever many of the things that we think of that we want him to uproot. So I cannot make that point enough. So the first point is that the expression will always appear not to be pure, but you need to appreciate all that we have said. So we need to get our perceptions right. Praise God. We need to get our perceptions right. And that's the essence of some of these thoughts. Don't let God help you. Let us not have unrealistic expectations about this kingdom life that we are learning about and sharing about. Praise the name of the Lord. So very quickly, as I go on, I just want to share some differences, because it was immediately after he spoke about the parable of the sower, that he began to speak about the parable of the tares. Amen. The first difference, as I've said, while the parable of the sower speaks about, in the parable of the sower, all of the seed is good. Praise God. But in the parable of the tares, some of them are wheat, some of them are tares. If God will help us to understand this parable, it will settle many things. Praise God. It will settle many things. It will settle many questions in your heart. And I'm telling you that most likely you would have a better heart, a better disposition when it comes to things regarding the body of Christ and what God is doing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we really need to. I can't even say everything. But please just get the few things that you can get. And I believe that the Holy Spirit would expand this in our hearts. The second point, which I've made earlier, but maybe I'll stay on it a little, still have some time, is that when they went to tell him that, look at all the tears, his response was, wait. Amen. In other words, be patient. I want us to walk with God in a way where this capacity in you is being developed on a daily basis. Amen. Are we together? Because if we are not patient, God forbid, we will spoil many things. Praise God. If we are not patient, we would spoil many things. He said, be patient. Be patient until the final, the judgment. And then he spoke about reapers. So please never remember the statement that I quoted, pastor's statement I quoted. Discernment doesn't always give you an authority to uproot. Praise God. This is the first service, and we always believe that we're speaking to people that God would send in whatever capacity. Praise God. So we need to be armed with these things. You need to expand your theology, if there's anything like that. Be armed with this. Be armed with this understanding. It will guide you. Hallelujah. It will guide you. So I've said two major things to us now, and I'm still staying with patience. So whatever you see, please don't let it phase you. Just keep proclaiming what you are proclaiming, and allow the Spirit of God to keep walking on your heart. Let's see verse 28 again. Please let someone read for me. Verse 28. Okay, then the next verse, he said, no, lest you gather and the wheat. Praise God. I want you to appreciate how delicate this is. That if we are not patient, remember the context is being relevant in what God is doing, being aligned to what God is doing, that if we are not patient, we would spoil many things. Amen. Bringing it to church, when you begin to see, you know the way we run our church, there's a tendency to believe that we're there already, but when you begin to see imperfections, God is saying to you that you should be patient. And this is the attitude that we should even relate to one another. Praise God. When you see weakness in your brother's life, when you see weakness in your sister's life, be patient. Praise God. As we relate to one another this way, we would be a mighty force for God, and we will not spoil things. This is the attitude of the kingdom. I'm sure you know that if this parable was not important, it would not be in the Bible. Amen. But the tears have a way of blurring what we see. Amen. Blurring what we see. And then some of us even conclude, and then we get disappointed. But we cannot make this point enough, that as you begin to see the flaws, as you begin to see the imperfections, let this be your disposition. Anything less than this, you cannot function. Praise God. You'll just be hanging around. It will get to a point you'll just fall off. God forbid. Amen. Part of our curriculum is patience, tolerance. Because we're in this, one of the meditations that has been coming to my heart is that we're in this for the long haul. Praise God. And I want you to arrange your life that way. Don't arrange your life as if you are just going for a 100 meter sprint. Praise God. Arrange your life in a way where you will last. Praise God. And this kingdom is, this parable is showing us some important keys. He said, be patient. That's a whole Bible study on its own. But there are many scriptures that talk about patience. I like the way James said it. He said, let patience have her perfect work. Amen. So they were showing the master the tears, but he was emphasizing patience. And patience is not some idle word. Praise God. It just means that while we keep proclaiming, we must know that we must allow God to sort out the things that only He can sort out. Praise God. We must allow God to uproot the things that only He can uproot. Amen. So let's not get it twisted. Labor to find out your own part and just stay there. It's not for anybody to uproot. Praise God. Do we understand? And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So the expression does not always appear pure, and then God is saying to us that we should be patient. Praise God. And all throughout church history, this has been the attitude. You know, there are people that write up the church today because of all the imperfections. But God is saying that you must not, in line with all pastor has been telling us, you must not be numbered among such people. Praise God. Even your own life, this thing is a pattern. It's a principle. And I believe this is giving us a template to handle imperfections. Amen. Whenever you see imperfection, God expects you to respond. There is a way that God expects you to respond. Whether it's in your life or in the church, which I've tried to dwell largely on. Amen. And anytime we respond outside the way that God expects us to respond, we spoil things. A major part of God's program gets delayed. Amen. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So, there are many imperfections. There are many imperfections. I was trying to say before I digressed. It's not new. As far back as the 3rd and the 4th century, the pagan critics of the church used to criticize the church because of the hypocrisy that they saw and all of that. But the response of the church fathers was apt. And that should be your response and my response, that this hypocrisy or whatever you see that you try, that makes you want to invalidate all of what God has given us, is the very reason that makes our experiences true. Praise God. And you must have this attitude. You must have this attitude. Remember, this parable is in kingdom context. Praise God. It's in kingdom context. So if this is not settled, we will not always talk about tears and weeds. But there must be a software in you that just naturally responds the way that you are meant to respond. Amen. You must not be someone that gives up on people easily. Praise God. And it's not a pastor thing. It's a Christianity thing. Borrowing the words of pastor. Praise God. It's not a pastor thing. Even for the ones that are outrightly wicked, God says, be patient. How much more for the child of God who has some imperfection? Do you understand? How much more for the child of God who has some imperfection? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let's see verse 30. Someone please help me read verse 30. Amen. Praise God. Another thing this parable would do, it will help you fear God. Praise God. Who are you to fear? If two people are standing, you, maybe I'm standing with somebody, maybe someone does something. Maybe someone does something bad, and then you tell one person, and the person immediately gets angry and begins to shout, let's go, I will deal with you. And then he goes there, does whatever. Or the one that you tell, and he says, leave him. Praise God. Who will you fear more? Leave him. Praise God. Because he's not in a hurry. He knows what he wants to do. He's not confused at all. He's probably still giving you some time to repent. Amen. But he says, let them grow together. Let them grow together. I want you to know that God is not... He's not unmindful of all the imperfections that we see around us today. Amen. Are we together? As Pastor will say, even if we're not together, just pretend. Amen. Praise God. But I believe the message is clear. Because these are some of the things that will help us. That will help us go the distance. Praise God. Because you will see many things. Amen. Amen. We would see many things that appear contradictory to the Word of God or to our experience with God or what we know our God to be and to do. But if we do not have some of these operations in us, you might even get discouraged easily. So I said, this parable will also help us to fear God. Amen. The one that is always in a hurry, many times he can't even do anything. But the ones that said, leave him. Let it grow together. And then he says that the reapers would come. And then this delicate process, they would take care of it. I think he's worthy of our fear. Praise God. He's worthy of our reverence. Amen. I just want you to know that God is still in charge. He's in charge of His church. He's in charge of your life. His kingdom, regardless of what you see, is advancing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Regardless of what you see around you, it is advancing.
Amen.
His word is true. The prophecies are true. Whether they come to pass or not, it doesn't validate him or invalidate him. Praise God. But your patience would make you relevant in what he's doing. Praise God. Let's not run ahead of ourselves and miss our way. God forbid. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. So God is showing us dispositions that we're meant to have. So I expect that after this this fellowship, that none of us would be faced by what we see. Hypocrisy should not face you. Unbelief should not face you. Things that shouldn't be happening in the house of God that are happening should not face you. There are many people that look like us, but they are not like us. Praise God. But God says, leave everybody. Eventually, we are going to know who is who. Praise God. But you must be aligned with God. You know, the Bible says, the Lord knows them that are His. This God that we're serving, you need to grow up and know Him. Grow up and understand Him. Praise God. Does it mean that we should condone what we shouldn't condone? No. That's not what he's saying. But every child of God must have some level of patience by the working of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. I'll soon begin to tie it up. I believe that I've passed the message that I'm meant to pass to us today. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. So please don't be confused. Amen. Don't be confused. Believe what you believe. Know what you know. Praise God. That's one of my favorite phrases. Know what you know. Believe what you believe. Don't allow anything that you see in the external begin to question what you know about God. Praise God. Because that was what happened in this parable. They went to meet him and they said, did you not sow good seed? Amen. What verse is that? Where they went to meet the landowner? Can someone help me? Give me that verse, please. Let's read it. Amen. Praise God. If you don't understand what I've said to us today, we would be asking some of these questions. Amen. And there is a point that we get to that some of these questions become embarrassing. Praise God. Because God expects you to know. Amen. There are things that if you've worked with God for some time, There are things that God expects us to appreciate and believe and embrace. But if we don't do that, we would be asking embarrassing questions. What is the meaning? What is one of the implications of did you not sow good seed? It means that somewhere in their minds, they were beginning to question. Is that not so? They were beginning to question the quality of what had been sown. Amen. And I pray that you will not get to that point in your life in Jesus' name. But we need to understand these operations. The final thing that I want to say to us is that we must learn to submit your thought processes to God. Amen. God must affect our thinking. And it's not what he does and stops. Arrange your life in a way where this is always happening to you. Praise God. So that, because if this does not happen, one of the things that will happen to you is that you would have misconceptions about the kingdom. You would engage God on what he has not promised you. Praise God. And there are many people like that today. Praise God. And that's what the disciples did. Because later on, if you read further down, Jesus took them to one corner and he explained the whole parable to them. Let us learn to submit our thinking, our thought processes to the word of God. So one of the ways that you know if you are making progress is how renewed, how much of your thinking is aligned with the word of God. Praise God. And it's so important because that is the platform for faith and whatever we practice. Are we together? So we must constantly submit our thought processes to God. Many of the things I've said, we'll still get to a point. Some of us, you see imperfections, and your initial reaction, you want to react, you want to make a comment, you want to uproot whatever, everything that uproot symbolizes. But if God is changing your thinking, changing your thought patterns, you would find out that your disposition is right. Remember, we're talking to people that we believe that God is sending. How many of you even believe that God is sending you? Let's know if we have been wasting our time. Amen. If you believe that God... Okay, how many of you believe that this is a sending church? Amen. If you don't believe, please believe. Oh, this is a sending church. And you must have that settled deep within you. In a sending church, the way you would teach people that you are hoping that God will send, or God will send through you, is different from the way you would teach people that just want their needs met. Praise God. Are we together? Amen. Particularly in the first service, but generally all of our services. So we believe that God is sending us whatever capacity, whatever the expressions. We don't know. That sending will not automatically translate to everybody starting churches. Praise God. As Pastor will say, it means that he has failed. Amen. If everybody lives here and starts a church, it means that something has gone wrong somewhere. But the point is, with the mind that God is sending you, or sending us, let us appreciate all that we have shared in our fellowship this morning. You must be patient, because many people have been sent that have gone there and spoiled many things. Praise God. And if you will not go and spoil things, then we need to sit down and look at some of these things a bit more closely. Hallelujah. The first point I made as I begin to close, we cannot overemphasize that point enough. The expression of the kingdom does not always seem pure. Amen. And this is why there's always a tendency to despise what God is doing. There's always a tendency to despise the church. Praise God. Because of some of these dynamics. We just believe that if it is God, there are some things we will never see. There are some things that will never be found. But I'm saying, whenever you find this, whenever you find tears, I'm sure by now we all have an idea of what tears represent. Whenever you see tears, don't end there. Praise God. Whenever you find tears, don't end there. All that is happening should even make us more eager to release this kingdom life more, to manifest this kingdom life more, because it is as valid. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And then the second point as we begin to pray is that you must be patient. You must be patient. And in all of us, that fruit is in different levels. But God, I just want you to go to God today and arrange your life in a way where this capacity in you would develop, because you would need it. When you see a patient person, is it beautiful or not? Praise God. It's very beautiful when you see a patient person. And it's an attribute of God. So even as we partake of the divine nature, let this be, if you ever have a checklist to see how, if you ever have a checklist to see how much more like God you are becoming, let this be in your checklist. Praise God. Patient, so that you will not spoil things. Another day would pick it up, but I want us to pray before Pastor comes. I want us to talk to God. There's no prayer point, just talk to God. Just talk to God. Let us talk to Jesus. Let's talk to Jesus. Let's talk to Jesus. If you don't have anything to say, just pray. Pray in other tongues. If you've gotten anything from all I have said, please just talk to the Lord.